Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 Chad.
Now 4-0 for the Jets, leading the Red Wings 2.5 minutes into the second period. If the Red Wings win that game, then the Oilers clinch a playoff spot tonight. Likely going to have to wait. Third period, Sabres up 2-1 on the Rangers. Flames and Canucks start in an hour. Stars and Coyotes start in an hour and a half. Oilers home to the Ducks tomorrow. It's on 6:30, Ched. Face-off show at 6:30, game at 8. So maybe the Oilers will be able to clinch on the ice as opposed to sitting at home watching or following along the game as they would have been tonight. All right. Thanks to everybody who's called and texted in tonight. Got more time for you here in the next little while. 780-496-0063. Whether you want to talk about the McDavid hit, the Oilers defending. We had Scott calling in, and that's his concern here going into the postseason. And Oilers are doing well lately. Goals against or not, 8-0-1 in their last 9, 12-2-1 in the month of March. And as I was telling you, since their 42nd game of the season, so the start of the second half, they are 23-6-6. So pretty good record overall. And I think we've seen a lot of players playing pretty well. And Jay Woodcroft had this to say about defenseman Darnell Nurse and his play last night against the Kings.
I thought that was maybe Darnell's best game of the year last night. And that's, you know, interesting to say because, you know, I think he's at a career year offensively. He's a plus machine. But what I liked about his game last night, I saw a level of hardness to his game. I saw somebody that contested every inch of the ice. And I think that pairing versus that line was something, you know, that's a big line. And they have experience in going up against that line, and that's why we played them that way last night.
All right, a little bit there on Nurse, who played over 23 minutes, had a pretty good game. I thought another solid performance by Ekholm as well. And Vinny Desharnais, he has become an NHL regular. He's heading towards his first ever NHL playoff game. And Woodcroft was asked how Vinny held up last night.
He's heavy down below the dots. He's heavy and makes people pay a price to get to our net. You know, I didn't think his game in Arizona was at his standard. And I liked the way he responded the next night. And I liked the way he played last night against the hardworking LA team. He's not a 21-year-old rookie. He's comfortable in his own skin. He knows what he brings to the table. And while he might be a rookie in the NHL, and it is certainly the best league in the world, you know, I feel comfortable with him. And he gave us good minutes last night.
Okay, so the Oilers today, not a formal practice. Some players did go out on the ice. There's always ice available for guys to skate, but they had some meetings, a lot of talk about conserving energy and being very selective about how hard you're pushing players at this time of year. You might have heard John Shannon on the Faceoff show with me whenever they played Dallas a couple of weeks ago, that he talked to Peter DeBoer and said they're hardly going to practice the Stars between now and the end of the season, so that's what it's like for a lot of teams. Today, no practice, though it was kind of interesting. Families and dogs were welcome at the rink. This was for both Oilers players and staffers. I saw some members of the Oilers Oilers Plus, Oilers TV team with their dogs there. I saw Devin Shore's dog Potter in the building, and Potter was briefly on Inside Sports a couple years ago. He was barking in the background of a Zoom interview I did with Devin. And you may have seen some posts on social media with some of the kids out on the ice with their dads and stuff. I saw Derek Ryan defending against his son in a drill. And Woody commented on the no practice day with the families and dogs. Welcome.
The way we looked at today was regeneration day. We're in the middle of five games and eight nights with travel, some really tough opponents, and at a critical point in our year. So this was one of those days where some people went on the ice, other people stayed off the ice, did some work off the ice. In the end, it's about refilling the cup today. You're refilling the energy reservoir and making sure that we're ready tomorrow versus Anaheim, because it's a huge 2 points on the table. And so to have, you know, family and dogs and, you know, lots of people around today, I think that's energizing sometimes. And it wasn't long at the rink today, but we tried to get better.
It got me thinking, too, a bit of an off sports topic here, because we do have some dogs in the building from time to time here in the Chorus Radio building at 630 Ched. Brendan Escott's dog, Penny, was here earlier today. Graham Mossman downstairs has his dog here, I think, quite a bit. Like, would you, I'm just asking the general, are you allowed to bring your dog to work? And perhaps the more important question is, would you bring your dog to work? I don't think my dog's coming. Now, my dog is elderly. He's 16 years of age. He'll turn 17 in a couple of months. I don't know if I would bring him to work just because he sort of needs his routine. He doesn't see that well anymore. His name's Rocket. When he was younger, I wouldn't have brought him to work because he just would have been barking nonstop. And I know, oh, well, you know, the dog is like his owner. I don't buy that necessarily, because Rocket had a sister. They actually were half-brother and sister. They had the same dad. They were born about 2 years apart. And her name was Chupka, which is Ukrainian for little sweetheart. And she was like the calmest, most reserved, cuddly dog. And Rocket in his prime was just basically like psycho. If he saw a person, he saw another dog, he just started barking. I'm the same guy. And my parents, who also have the dogs a lot, they're the same people with both dogs. So I do think there's a little bit of dog personality in there. Now, Chupka would have been a maniac for food. She probably would have learned how to open the fridge here at work and taken everybody's food. But she would have been much calmer at work. My Rocket, now he would be, because, you know, he's a little older. I don't think I would bring him to work. I don't know, Angie. Did you? I don't know if you have a dog. Would you bring a dog to work?
I've actually dog sat, and I have brought her here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her name is Jenna. She's a husky mix of some sort. My friend got her off the res. She sits in here. She lies beside me. When I walk out, she'll run around the hall and go crazy, but... No, she follows me, not a problem.
So she's a relatively calm dog then?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I think all dogs are just, depends on the environment, right? Like,
they got to get used to the new place before they realize, oh, there's my bed and there's my water dish and there's my, there's my human. So it doesn't matter what they're doing. I can lie here and go to sleep. Yeah, I think Rocket would have been, I don't think he'd be comfortable now coming to a new environment, but I think when he was younger, he just would have been barking all the time. It would have been too much. It wouldn't have been good in a radio station.
So. No, for sure, and some dogs have that, right?
Another thing that popped into my mind today, and you know what, you can answer this for me as well, 780-496-0063. I was talking to Cassandra Jodwin, our producer of Chelsea on Ched, the afternoon show. I think it's on 3 to 6 or something like that. We started talking about fantasy sports. And I actually do not play a lot of fantasy sports. For someone who hosts a sports show, hosts the Oilers broadcast, talks a lot about sports a lot, I have limited interest in fantasy sports. Maybe it's the financial investment is part of it. And I don't play big money ones. I think the one football pool I was in was $70 to enter. One might have been 20 or 25. But I'm actually paring down. So this past year, I'm in a hockey pool that just ended. I'm leaving that one. I left a football pool after the NFL season, so I'm just going to remain in one NFL pool. I just feel that's enough. But Cassandra was saying that she's in a couple hockey leagues with her husband, and so they're head-to-head pools, and her husband eliminated her in both leagues that they're in. They went head-to-head in the playoffs, and he eliminated her in both. So I'm single. I don't have a spouse. Would you play fantasy sports with your spouse in the same league? Or would that be problematic? I'm curious. I don't know, Angie. I don't know if that's a thing. if people do or not.
It's a thing.
You think a lot of couples do that?
Oh, yeah. My sister and her boyfriend, or my sister and her husband now do that. They've tried to get me to be in their hockey fantasy thing, and I just don't understand.
So they're in a league with several other people, probably around a dozen people usually?
I guess so, yeah. And, yeah, they compete all the time. And so, they're both Leaf fans, so it's fun trying to pick their players and everything else, too. So.
All right, so it doesn't create issues for them, though?
I think it's just what we grew up with. Healthy competition is what it's all about, right?
Right. Well, yeah, hopefully it stays healthy and friendly.
Hopefully no one's sleeping on the couch
with
the dog.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm thinking of the friends that I have who are married or in long-term relationships, and I'm thinking... yeah, and I hate if this sounds, you know, old-fashioned or stereotyped, but I'd say most of the friends I know, the husband is a sports fan and the wife is not to the same level. I'm generalizing. I mean, yeah. I have a lot of female friends who are hugely into sports, but I don't know how many of them play fantasy sports. But of the couples I know, I don't know if the wife or the girlfriend would even be interested in it.
I don't know if my sister's definitely interested in it. Like, I do know, like, she's like me. We've grown up watching hockey and stuff like that. So I know to pick her players, she's kind of got some. I know he's helped a little bit. But I think in the end of it, it's healthy, fun competition.
I don't think this sounds sexist. I think this is a fact. But you can correct me if I'm wrong, Angie. I think most people who participate in fantasy sports are men.
I'd probably say so.
But the majority. Of course there are women that do it, but I would say most are men.
I would agree. Like I said, like we've even only just seen within the last little bit of even broadcasting women on TV.
I wonder if there's something in the brain, the male brain versus the female. I don't know, and I'm probably getting into gender stuff that maybe people don't want to talk about. But like, is there something that makes men more likely to want to participate in that? Because I have also had, so yes, Cassandra plays fantasy sports, and I do know women who play fantasy sports too, but I also know women who are just like, I don't get it. Like, it's not even a real team. Like, what, it's a pretend team. You know, it's not, if you have a favorite team and you cheer for them, that's fine. But now you have all these players from all these different teams and you want them all to do well. That doesn't make any sense either, right? I've had people say that to
me. Yeah, it's kind of more, I guess, more of our logical brain kind of coming into play. Like, I don't know. For me, it's confusing. I can't figure it out.
So you don't like any sort of hockey pools or fantasy sports?
No, they've tried to get me involved, and I'm like, I don't understand what you guys are talking about. No, thank you.
You're just like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm scaling back, and I scaled back a couple of years ago because I was in four or five NFL pools and a couple hockey, and you can't win all of them, so it's almost like you're gonna be negative money wise no matter what. And I'm a little bit I'm not cheap, I'm a little bit thrifty, I'm selective with my spending, so I'm at the point where and I know I don't put the effort into it as other people in the pool, and that's my own fault. But when it comes to NFL, I'm just more, all right, well, this guy's on my team. Oh, he's hurt. I'll pick up somebody else. Okay, he's playing. He seems okay. Whereas other people will, all right, I got a roster spot. I got to look at the opponent. I got to look at the recent form. I got to look at all these. Whereas I don't know. I'd sooner spend my time doing other stuff. Even though it's sports related, I'd sooner do something else sports or game related. And that's why I never win in my fantasy leagues, probably, because I'm getting the output from my that matches my input. 780-496-0063. Does your spouse play fantasy sports in the same league as you? And is it comfortable, competitive, uncomfortable? You can let me know. Trent Brown is coming up as well. It's Inside Sports on Chet.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Oilers Ducks tomorrow on 6:30 Chet. 6:30 face-off show, game at 8, and the Jets leading Detroit 4-0, 6.5 left in the second period. 780-496-0063. Angie, what? There's some people writing in about their dogs. What are we getting?
Yeah, so Kyle says, I'm a golf superintendent. I bring Zoe to work every day. Golfers love her, even some pack treats for her.
Oh, nice.
Daryl has a little puppy here, sent a picture, totally cute, has a little booster seat named Harley, bring to work with every day. Colton wants to know why you named your dog Rocket.
Oh, I'm surprised he hasn't heard me mention that before. Rocket is named after the Def Leppard song Rocket. And I also had a dog Animal earlier in my life.
Okay.
Who lived to be almost 18 years of age.
Wow.
He was named after the Def Leppard song Animal.
Okay.
Those are the only two dogs I've named after Def Leppard songs.
And yeah. What kind of dogs do you have?
I don't have a dog named Love Bites, in case you're wondering.
That's
not
the next
yet.
One?
What's that, Angie?
I said that's the next one.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
There we go.
Did you say what kind of dogs are they?
Yeah, like what kind?
Both poodles.
Okay.
Yes, they're both poodles. And before I had Animal, I thought poodles were terrible dogs. And poodles are awesome dogs. Very athletic and very intelligent and very loyal.
Just a standard little-sized poodle?
Oh, they're small, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What would have they been? I guess Animal would have been a miniature, and then Rocket is a miniature toy cross.
Oh, nice. Definitely not a small dog fan, so I'm sorry, Reed, but...
You don't have to apologize, Angie. You don't have to look after the dog, unless I just bring Rocket to work to bark at you.
Hey, I could
you
actually
probably couldn't
get
see
him
you,
to
though.
Stop.
That's the only problem.
Oh, Rocket would love me. It wouldn't matter.
I'm sure he would.
I think that's all we're getting for puppy.
Okay, perfect. I just saw a post here on social media, kind of an important message. I think I'm going to read it. Here's what it says. I got two tickets for the 2023 Masters for Christmas, both top hospitality admissions. The person that got them for me didn't realize it was going to be on the same day as my wedding. If you're interested, I'm looking for someone to take my place. It's at St. Michael's Church in Orlando at 3 p.m. The bride's name is Nicole. She'll be the one in the white dress. I've heard that joke before. It's pretty good. Did you like that, Angie?
Ouch. That's all that came to me.
Oh, my
Ouch.
Goodness. Masters are soon. I'll be watching that. Okay, Trent Brown is coming up. It's Inside Sports on 630 Chet. Thanks for hanging out tonight.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.